According to Bhakti Ratnakar, that was the first deity of Lord Chaitanya ever sent to Vrindavan. The name of the deity is Gaur Govinda. So Kashishwar Pandit, the pujari, one of his assistants became head pujari. And he came and welcomed Narottam Das Thakur with garlands and prasad of the deity. From there, Jiva Goswami took him to Madan Mohan Temple, where he saw the beautiful form of the Lord. And then he went to Sanatan Goswami's samadhi. And weeping, torrents of tears, worshipped Sanatan in the great pangs of separation. From there, Jiva Goswami sent Narottam Das Thakur to Sri Radha Kund. And there, seeing Shama Kund and Radha Kund, Narottam Das Thakur was overwhelmed with spiritual emotion. He was brought before Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami was in a very secluded kunja, just sitting, weeping, in separation from Rupa Sanatan, Lord Gauranga, immersed in the pangs of separation while meditating on Radha and Krishna's Leela. A devotee somehow or other awoke him from his intense meditation and told him, Narottam is here. As soon as he heard that, he became full of life. He got up, Narottam, Narottam, we have been waiting years and years for you. You have come. Narottam fell at the feet of Raghunath Das Goswami, bathing them with his tears. Raghunath picked him up and embraced him and bathed him with his tears of love. Raghunath Das Goswami, with such deep affection, said, we are feeling such happiness, such joy that you have come. Please stay here in Vrindavan for some time. The Lord has told us about you, and He will do great things through you. He met Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and all the great Mahants of Sri Radha Kund. And then he returned to Vrindavan. While in Vrindavan, he was very eager to render personal, menial service to Lokanath Goswami. Lokanath Goswami explained to him that how can I initiate you? I have never given initiation to anyone in my entire life. And I do not know how long I can survive. I have no power, I have no strength to instruct anyone. My heart is just suffering miserably in separation of the Lord and His devotees. Since Rupa and Sanatan have left me, there's nothing. There's nothing I can do but cry. No, I cannot do this. He was so humble, he wouldn't even accept services. So Narottam Das Thakur, he made a plan. He was longing to serve his guru. Every morning, Lokanath Goswami would perform his morning duties in the forest and then go to take his bath in Jamuna. Narottam Das Thakur, very early morning, would perfectly clean everything in the forest, put water for him, make everything so nice. Whatever was left there from the day before, he would very carefully clean it with his own hands. Every morning when Lokanath Goswami came to respond to the calls of nature, everything was so extraordinarily pleasant. Many, many days went by in this way, and he was wondering, who could be doing this and why? I don't understand. So one night, Lokanath Goswami came much earlier than usual and was hiding in the bushes. There he saw Narottam Das Thakur with tears of gratitude flowing from his eyes. He was carefully cleaning the ground with as much care as a pujari would clean the altar of the Lord. As he was cleaning in this way, Lokanath Goswami was beside himself. He just couldn't believe it. He came out from the bushes and cried, Narottam! Narottam! What are you doing? Why? Why are you doing this? You are a prince. You were born in a royal family. What are you doing? Cleaning the urine and stool with your hands. Why? Why? Narottam, with great humility and folded hands, revealed his heart to his Gurudev. He said, Dear Guru Maharaj, I have rejected all the useless wealth of this material world, and I have achieved the ultimate treasure. The ultimate treasure of menial service to my spiritual master. He said this with such sincerity that Lokanath Goswami's heart melted. In fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to Lokanath Goswami and inspired him to give initiation. He melted his guru's heart by his humility and his very menial service attitude. Although he was a great scholar, Lokanath Goswami would tell Narottam that you already told me how Lord Chaitanya appeared to you on several occasions. What do you need to take initiation from me for? Lokanath said, Narottam Das Thakur said, because the Lord ordered me. And besides that, I am most fallen. I am most insignificant. Yes, he appeared to me out of his ultimate causeless mercy, but I'm the most fallen, wretched soul. If you do not give me your mercy, I have no hope. Yes, Lokanath Goswami's heart melted by his sincerity. Yet on a very auspicious day, he initiated him with the mantra. From that time, Narottam Das Thakur stayed with his Gurudev, just performing all various services, massaging his feet, helping him with his puja, and doing all other very simple services. One day, Lokanath Goswami embraced him. He called Jiva Goswami and told him, I am entrusting my dear disciple, Narottam Das, to be trained in the scriptures of the Goswamis by you. Please take care of him. From that point on, Narottam Das lived at the Radha Damodar temple with Srinivasacharya. Soon, Duki Krishna Das, who later became Shamananda Prabhu, also joined. They were being very carefully trained and educated by Sri Jiva Goswami. In Vaishnav life, Vaishnav culture, and in the holy scriptures. Narottam Das Thakur's devotional service became so deep. He was so blessed by all the Vaishnavas. He would perform the chanting of the holy names. He would perform menial services to the Vaishnavas, to the holy Dham, and to the deities. And gradually he entered into a state where he was performing Manasa Seva, where he was meditating on the Leela of the Lord in his heart. It was not simply a concentration. Because of his pure service attitude, because of the blessings he received, and because of his pure chanting of the holy name, the leelas of the Lord were manifesting within his heart. And he could actually, in his meditation, see his eternal relationship with the Lord in the spiritual world. It was not just some concentration. It was actually revelation. It was being revealed to him. He was in the body of a gopi, a manjari. And Champaklata was boiling milk for Sri Radharani to offer to Thakurji, Sri Krishna. And she asked Narottam in his gopi manjari form that, please watch over this milk for me. And the milk started boiling over. So she took the pot with her hands to save it from boiling over and burnt her hands. And when this gopi burnt her hands, it was Narottam in his form in Vrindavan. When the burning sensation went on his hands, it broke Narottam's meditation. And when he looked at his hands, sitting in the ashram of Jiva Goswami, Narottam Das had burnt hands. He tried to hide them, but Jiva Goswami saw them and understood exactly what happened. This was the power of his pure devotional service. He was such a great devotee that Jiva Goswami awarded him the title Narottam Das Thakur Mahashoy. He awarded Srinivas the title Srinivas Acharya. These three devotees, students of Jiva Goswami, became like the life and soul of all the Brijavasis and all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas in Vrindavan. They were just such special personalities. One day Raghava Pandit, who was a very, very great devotee, in fact he's Champaklata in Krishna's Leela, he was living in a cave at Govardhan Hill. He came and Jiva Goswami requested that Raghava Pandit take Narottam and Srinivasacharya on parikrama of all the 12 forests of Braj Dham. In Bhakti Ratnakar, there is a very, very extensive chapter explaining in great detail this parikrama of Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivasacharya, with Raghava Pandit, traveling through all the forests of Vrindavan. Jiva Goswami was inspired by Janava Devi, by Rupa Sanatan, by Lord Gauranga, to send the manuscripts of the books written by the Goswamis to Bengal, because there they could be duplicated and distributed. So Jiva Goswami sent Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivasacharya, and Shyamananda Goswami to all the various saints throughout Braj to receive their blessings. How heartfelt were those blessings. Raghunath Das Goswami, he was weeping, "You are leaving. How will we survive if you leave? You are giving us such joy. But it is the mission of the Lord. It is the will of the Lord. May you be successful." And when he was receiving the blessings of Lokanath Goswami, who was crying in separation from his disciple, Lokanath Goswami entrusted him, "I am putting you under the care of Srinivasacharya." And he begged Srinivas, "Please take care of his spiritual life." Lokanath Goswami gave Narottam Das Thakur two instructions. He said, "You should always remember Krishna by worshipping the deities and spreading the Sankirtan mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You should dedicate your life and soul to this, and there will be no impediments on your path." We know the story. Jiva Goswami made very, very nice arrangements that on an auspicious day they begin their journey. Jiva Goswami arranged ox carts to carry the books, arranged Brahmins and guards to follow them, to protect them. And when they were about to leave Vrindavan, all the Goswamis, all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, and so many Vrijabhasis were there like a festival to send them off. And Jiva Goswami actually walked all the way to Mathura. And from Mathura there was another celebration to give them an auspicious departure. They passed through many lands, and ultimately they came into Bengal. In a forest, in an area called Vanavishnupuram, by the yogamaya potency of the Lord, one night, everyone fell asleep. This had never happened before, because the guards were there to 24 hours a day guard these books. Can you imagine what a treasure these books were? These were the manuscripts of all the writings of Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. It was all there was. Hari Bhakti Vilas, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Upadeshamrita, Lalita Madhava, Vidagda Madhava, Brihad Bhagavatamrita. The manuscripts of all these scriptures that we're reading today and that we're hoping to read in the future. They were all in this cart. The king, Birambir, he had a band of dacoits. And an astrologer told him that there are some saints who are coming through and they have the most magnificent treasure in these boxes. If you steal them, you will be the wealthiest man. So while they were all sleeping, these dacoits came and effortlessly stole all the books. When they woke up in the morning, they were about to begin their journey again, and they noted the books are gone. They're gone. They're gone. They were running in all directions, looking, searching, inquiring. There was no sign. They fell to the ground unconscious. They were rolling in the ground in guilt, in repentance, in shame, in utter misery. All they could do was cry. Such confusion overcame their hearts. The manuscripts of the lifelong writings of our acharyas have been stolen, and they were in our care. It was like the world was in the darkness of ignorance. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally instructed the Goswamis to write these books to establish his mission for the world, and the books were gone. Oh, their hearts were just shattered, as if a thunderbolt came upon them. Impossible. They were lost. Then Srinivasacharya heard a voice. The books will be returned. After a long time, he sent Narottam Das Thakur and Shamananda that you go ahead and do the preaching that is assigned to you, and I will remain here until we recover the books. What a painful separation that was, to leave Srinivasacharya not really knowing where the books were or if they'll ever be returned. But on the order of Srinivas, Narottam and Shamananda came to Kethari. This was many years since Narottam Das Thakur departed from this place. Since that time, Krishnananda Datta Narayani, his mother and father, had passed from this world. And his uncle, Purushottam Datta, also passed from the world. And Purushottam Datta's son, Santosh, was made the king in the absence of Narottam Das Thakur. When Narottam Das Thakur came to Kethari, his fame and name was already celebrated. Everybody had heard what a great scholar, what a great saint, and what a beloved devotee he was in Vrindavan. His cousin Santosh Dutt welcomed him with so much love. Literally, Santosh Dutt fell at his feet, surrendered his life, and surrendered the whole kingdom to him. You are my guru. Everything here is yours. He arranged residential accommodations and anything Narottam Das Thakur would possibly want. Shamananda Prabhu and Narottam Das Thakur began to teach the Vaishnav philosophy to the people of Kethari. And after some time, Shamananda Prabhu was called to go to Utkala, which was his preaching field. So with great difficulty, Narottam Das Thakur allowed him to leave. Yes, Narottam Das Thakur transformed the whole town of Kethari into Vaishnavas. He was teaching the scriptures. He was teaching love of God in a way that just melted everyone's hearts. After a very short time, he decided to go to Navadvip, to go on pilgrimage of the holy land of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He left Kethari. As he was approaching Navadvip, he was in such intense eagerness to see the places of Lord Chaitanya and his associates' pastimes. We cannot imagine what was his anticipation, what was his eagerness. Many of us have just come from a Navadvip yatra. But what gratitude was in his heart what every moment would mean to him in the holy Dham of the Lord. When he was approaching Navadvip, he was crying. I'm so unfortunate. Why, Lord Chaitanya? Why did you make me born at a time when I couldn't see your pastimes? How sinful, how miserable, how unfortunate that I was born at a time when I couldn't be your associate. I couldn't witness personally your divine pastimes. In this mood of depression, he entered into Navadvip. He saw the whole Navadvip Dham was bustling with joy. Everyone was smiling. Everyone was dancing. Everyone was singing. And they were all going to the house of Nimai Pandit to perform Sankirtan. Narottam Das Thakur saw at the house of Lord Chaitanya. There was Gurni Thai and all the devotees and all the people of Navadvip chanting and dancing together. Suddenly, it all disappeared. And all that was left was everyone in Navadvip weeping in separation. It was like a desert. Narahari Sarakar writes what the residents of Navadvip were feeling in the absence of the Lord. That the river Ganga could not flow. That the calves could not suck the milk of their mothers. The mothers could not graze on the grass. And even the bees just stood stunned on the flowers. They couldn't eat the pollen. And the birds and the trees were just looking into space, weeping tears. They had no power to sing. And all the people were practically like statues, suffering from the separation of the Lord. Narottam Das Thakur walked along the street of Navadvip. He happened to see one passerby and asked him, "Where is the house of Lord Chaitanya?" "It is this way." As he was walking, Sukumbhar Brahmachari approached him. Sukumbhar Brahmachari was a very, very dear, intimate, loving associate of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. He saw Narottam and was very much attracted to him. He said, "Please tell me, what is your name and where are you coming from?" He said, "My name is Narottam and I'm coming from Kethari." "Ha! You are Narottam. We've been waiting for you. We've been waiting years and years for you. Ever since the Lord left, all the people of Navadvip are practically dead in separation. Most of the associates of the Lord have already left us. We are simply surviving in hope of meeting you. Yes, we heard about you. When the Lord was in Ramkeli, he cried out with tears, 'Narottam, Narottam, Narottam.' Since that day we have been longing to meet you, and you have come. Please come. Whatever surviving devotees are left, I will introduce you to them. Let us go to the house of Mahaprabhu." Sukumbhar Brahmachari brought Narottam to Lord Chaitanya's house and introduced him to Damodar Pandit and all the other devotees. He heard the stories of the multitude of devotees who left this planet because they could not bear separation from the Lord. Narottam Das Thakur was feeling such pangs of separation from these great souls. But according to Narottam Bilas, in various dreams, every single one of the associates of Lord Chaitanya from Navadvip appeared to Narottam, embraced him, and gave him their precious association. Narottam Das Thakur worshipped all the devotees. And the devotees blessed him. They told him that you will execute the will and mission of our Lord. You are empowered to do so. From there he went to Shantipur. He went to the house of Advaita Prabhu. And there he met Achyutananda and Sri Gopal, two sons of Advaita Prabhu. Advaitacharya had already left this world. Achyutananda Narottam fell at his feet, and Achyutananda picked him up and embraced him. And lovingly told him, you should go to Neelachala immediately. The devotees of Jagannath Puri are leaving by the day. They're dying in separation. Please go. They're waiting for you immediately. Taking, Achyutananda said, after Puri, come back to Khetri. And there, you will popularize Sankirtan like never before. From Khetri, he went to Ambika Kalna. As he was approaching, someone ran to Hriday Chaitanya and told him that Narottam is coming. He's on his way. He's just approaching the temple. Hriday Chaitanya came running to meet him. Narottam fell at his feet. He picked him up, embraced him, soaked him with tears. He said, oh, my dear disciple, I've been longing to see you. We've all been waiting for you. Please come and see the beauty of Gornitai. They've been waiting for you. When Narottam Das Thakur saw the deities of Nithai Gaurachandra, of Goridas Pandit, he was swooning in the ecstasy of love. Hriday Chaitanya told him, go to Neelachala very quickly. On his way to Neelachala, he stopped in Kardaha, which was the headquarters of preaching for Lord Nityananda Prabhu in Bengal. When he arrived in Kardaha, Mahesh Pandit, a disciple of Nityananda Prabhu, saw him. You are Narottam. We are all dying in separation. But you have given us a glimpse of hope and life by your appearance here. Then he met the various devotees there. And ultimately he was brought to the house of Nityananda Prabhu. They led him to the inner quarters of the house, where he was introduced to Vasudha, Janava, and Birachandra. Vasudha and Janava, the two consorts of Nityananda Prabhu, were so happy to see him. He worshipped their feet, and they were praising that, just see his qualities, just see his humility, his countenance, see his love and devotion. Yes, Jiva Goswami has correctly given him the name Thakur Mahashoy. And when he saw Birachandra, he worshipped his feet, and Birachandra lifted him up, soaked him with his tears. Janava told him that you should go soon to Neelachala, because before these devotees leave the world, you should see them. You should meet them. So he left that place with the blessings of Janava Devi. He came to the Dandabhanga Nadi. And there he heard from the local people of how Nityananda Prabhu broke the danda of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in great ecstatic love. As he approached the outskirts of Puri, he met a Brahmin, old Brahmin. The Brahmin asked, "What is your name?" He said, "My name is Narottam." "Huh? Narottam? It was in Ramakeli that Lord Gauranga was calling your name. I'm an old man. For years and years and years I've been waiting to meet you, hoping and praying to meet you, the empowered, intimate associate of the Lord. I just came from Puri. You better go fast because there's hardly any devotees left. They are all dying in separation. Please, my son will take you to the house of Gopinathacharya. He is waiting for you." The son brought him to Narendra Sarovar. Narottam Das Thakur sat on the banks of Narendra Sarovar in the outskirts of Puri, and in great love and devotion was remembering the beautiful pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates during the boat festival of Lord Jagannath. Then he approached Singhadwaram. Right at the Singhadwaram, Gopinathacharya and some of the devotees, Kanai Kuntiya and others, were walking. Gopinathacharya told them, "Today we will meet Narottam." I could feel it in my heart. And right when he said it, this Brahmin's son approached him and said, "Here is Narottam. He is longing to meet you." Narottam fell at their feet. They lifted him up, embraced him, and soaked him with tears. Gopinathacharya said, "We have been waiting for you. The Lord has given life to our heart once again by sending you. He's keeping us alive by your association." And they took him in to see Lord Jagannath for darshan. What a wonderful historical event that was. Narottam Das Thakur's first darshan of Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra in Sri Jagannath Puri. Gopinathacharya then called all the devotees who were surviving from the separation from the Lord and introduced them all to Narottam Das Thakur. And he sent him to Tota Gopinath Temple. At Tota Gopinath Mandir, seeing that beautiful, shining, black form of Gopinath, Narottam Das Thakur fell unconscious. He was in ecstasy. And then he went to see the sitting place of Gadadhar Pandit. On his hands and knees, he wept and wept and wept piteously in separation of Gadadhar Pandit. Hearing this crying, Mamu Goswami, one of the disciples of Gadadhar Pandit, heard it and came running to that place. He lifted up Narottam Das Thakur and tried to console him. He explained to him the glories of Gadadhar Pandit and his wonderful pastimes there. How every single day Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come to the Tota Gopinath temple to hear Gadadhar Pandit recite Srimad Bhagavatam. Should we continue after Arti, or can you hear?
You can hear. It's okay.
We can have kirtan and then continue after the arti. Would you like to sing? I don't have much energy, but I'll try. Should
please,
I continue, Maharaj?
Please.
You are tolerating?
I am relishing, not tolerating.
Can you,
a world of difference.
Can you hear all right?
I hear very good. I have my hearing aids in.
Mamu Goswami was living at Tota Gopinath Mandir. Very, very dear, loving associate of Gadadhar Pandit. Seeing Narottam Das Thakur, his grief of separation was relieved. He took Narottam Das Thakur from the Tota Gopinath temple to the Samadhi Mandir of Haridas Thakur. Narottam Das Thakur, feeling the presence of Haridas Thakur in separation, remembering his loving service to Mahaprabhu and his compassion to all living beings, utterly melted his heart. He sat there for a long time, weeping in separation and offering his prayers to the great Namacharya. And he was brought back to Gopinathacharya's house. Gopinathacharya fed him the Mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath. They spoke about Krishna for some time. Narottam Das Thakur was listening to Gopinathacharya about the pastimes of the Lord and his associates, and how one by one they were all leaving this world. In great separation, he was just sitting alone in the darkness for most of the night. Then by the Lord's wish, he fell asleep. Please listen carefully. What you are about to hear was a very juncture in the history of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. At that time, Narottam Das Thakur had a dream. In the dream, he saw Grand Road, the main street of Puri. There were millions of people swarming on that road. And in the center were three chariots. Baladev, Subhadra, and Jagannath were performing their Rath Yatra in front of Lord Jagannath's chariot. Was Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu in the beautiful form of a sannyasi, dancing in ecstasy with tears pouring from his eyes, astasattvika bhava manifesting on his body. And he saw in that kirtan all the devotees of the Lord, the devotees of Navadvip, the devotees of Puri, the devotees of Utkala, the devotees of Gaudadesh, the devotees of South India, all the devotees of South India, and all the devotees in Vrindavan. They were all together dancing and singing with Lord Gauranga at Rath Yatra. The list of those devotees is pages and pages. Just in Narottam Vilas. And he's just giving a very small abbreviation of some of the principal people. There was Swarup Damodar Goswami, Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya, Ramananda Rai, Shankar Pandit, Damodar Pandit, Murari Gupta, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Bhatt Goswami. They were all there, Venkata Bhatta, dancing and singing with the Lord. It was ecstatic. It was such a charming experience. He saw demigods actually disguising themselves as devotees to join that kirtan. He saw celestial beings showering flowers upon that kirtan. crowds and crowds of people and everyone who the Lord glanced upon perfected their lives with love of God and began dancing in ecstasy. Narottam Das Thakur was standing in a corner of this massive crowd of devotees, weeping tears of love. Then Lord Chaitanya walked right over to Narottam Das and held him by the hand and spoke to him. He said, Narottam, through you, I will manifest a new type of kirtan that will mesmerize all classes of people, from the Brahmins to the dacoits, to the atheists, to the proud scholars, to the illiterate villagers. All will be mesmerized by this new style of kirtan that I will empower you to inaugurate within this world. In the presence of the Rath Yatra of Puri, Lord Chaitanya said to Narottam Das Thakur, through your songs and the music that you compose, you will explain the essence of my teachings. You will reveal my transcendental pastimes, and you will establish my mission in this world. Do not worry about anything. By my power, all your desires will be fulfilled. Now you go. Go to Gauradesh. Return to Kateri and preach. And whoever takes shelter of you, I will give Prema Bhakti, the greatest wealth of the treasure of love of God, to anyone who takes shelter of your lotus feet. Now you go. Very soon, Ramchandra Kaviraj, a dear associate of mine, disciple of Srinivasacharya, will join you. And he will be like your life and soul. Now go and preach. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told all the devotees of Utkala, the devotees of Vrindavan, the devotees of Gauradesh, the devotees from South India, all the devotees of the Lord were all present in that Rath Yatra. The Lord told every devotee to give their blessings to Narottam Das Thakur to fulfill his mission. Narottam Das Thakur was worshiping the feet of every devotee, and they were all embracing him and with heartfelt love blessing him. And they all said the same thing. Go back to Kateri. Go back to Gauradesh and establish the kirtan of the holy name. When that dream ended, Narottam Das Thakur understood very clearly what was his mission. The next morning, he went to Jagannath's temple, and sitting before the deity of Jagannath Dev, Narottam was thinking about the Lord's order that he should immediately return to Kateri. And as soon as he thought that, the garland fell from Jagannath's body, and the pujari picked it up and put it right on Narottam Das Thakur's neck. Narottam Das Thakur accepted that as Lord Jagannath's confirmation that he must do this at once. In great ecstatic love, he returned to the house of Gopinathacharya. Gopinathacharya knew everything. The Lord revealed it to him too. Gopinathacharya immediately said, you should go to Gauradesh immediately. It is the Lord's desire. Do not waste time. We will decide on an auspicious time for you to depart. All the surviving devotees of Puri came together to shower their blessings on Narottam. They were all crying that we do not know how we will survive if you leave. In the absence of Lord Chaitanya, in our love and separation, we're only living because of the expectation that you were to come. But where is Srinivasacharya? And where is Shamananda? When are they going to come? Do they not care about our lives? Please send them here at once. With those words, Narottam Das Thakur departed from Jagannath Puri. At Narendra Sarovar, he saw that Brahmin again. The Brahmin said, I was just praying to Lord Jagannath from the core of my heart that I would see you before you leave. And now I am seeing you. My life has become very perfect. And the Brahmin bid farewell to him. En route to Bengal, Narottam Das Thakur came to Narasinghapur, where Shamananda Goswami was doing his preaching. When Shamananda Goswami heard that Narottam arrived, what kind of a reunion was this? They ran and embraced each other. They both wept tears upon each other. Shamananda explained about his preaching activities and introduced him to his leading disciple, Rasikananda, or Rasik Murari. When Narottam saw Rasikananda, he was so pleased because he was so gentle. He had no false pride. He was so humble. He didn't even talk. He just stood very, very silently, just offering prayers and obeisances to Narottam Das Thakur and his guru. It charmed the hearts of Narottam so much, although he was such a powerful preacher. Although he was such a deeply learned scholar, he was so gentle, so humble, so respectful to all. Narottam Das Thakur then gave them Jagannath's prasad, which they took with great happiness. Shamananda Prabhu Goswami was distributing it to his disciples. Narottam Das Thakur said, please, Shamananda Prabhu, please go to Nilachala. The devotees are crying for your association. Day by day they're leaving this world. Please go immediately. They spent several days together in very great happiness. And then they took leave of each other. It was very difficult. Narottam Das Thakur went in the direction of Kethari, and at the same moment Shamananda left Narasinghapur on his journey to Jagannath Puri. Narottam Thakur came to Srikanda. When the word spread that he was coming, Raghunandan Thakur ran. He was so happy, so excited, he ran to greet Narottam Das. Narottam fell at his feet. He picked him up and embraced him, bathing him with his tears. Then Raghunandan took him in to meet his guru, the great Narahari Sarakar. Narahari Sarakar was, since the time of the departure of Lord Chaitanya, was practically always in seclusion, just weeping in separation. So deep was his love. But when he saw Narottam, he said, I am so happy. I am so happy to see you. In Ramkeli, Lord Chaitanya called out your name. We've been waiting for you so long, Narottam. You have brought us so much joy. Like a ray of light in the darkness of our lives, in the absence of Lord Chaitanya, you have appeared. The Lord has revealed to me your mission, Narottam. In his absence, you will spread prema bhakti throughout the land. The Lord will spread His love in His mission through you. And many fallen souls will get shelter. You will expand and propound the Sankirtan movement by the will of the Lord. Srinivasacharya has just returned from Vanavishnupuram. He's now in Yajigram. He was just here yesterday. He spent a few hours and went back. He's longing to see you. Please go to Yajigram and meet him. And then return to Kethirigram. Because it is there that you will, that Lord Chaitanya will fulfill all your desires. And then Narahari Sarakar began to cry. The moans of this devotee just melted the heart of everyone. And with a very choked voice, he said to Narottam Das Thakur, he said, "Your face is like the moon. It brings such peace. It brings such happiness. This will be the last time in my life that I see your face." When Narottam Das Thakur heard that, he just fell to pieces crying. Taking the dust of the feet of Narahari Sarakar, he departed from Srikanda. There, as he was approaching Yajigram, the word was given to Srinivasacharya. He ran out to meet. They embraced. It was the first meeting of Srinivasacharya and Narottam Das Thakur since they departed at Vanavishnupuram when the books were stolen. While they were there meeting, Narottam Das Thakur was giving them the prasad of Jagannath. They were very happy. Then a Brahmin came. A Brahmin came and told Srinivasacharya, "I want to study under you. Please teach me the books of the Goswamis. I have just come from Nilachala. I cannot tell you what a pitiful scene it is." After Narottam Das Thakur left Jagannath Puri, practically all the associates of Lord Chaitanya left this world in separation. They were living to see Narottam Das, and after he left, one by one they all disappeared. And just then, Shamananda Prabhu came. When Shamananda Goswami arrived in Puri, it was just the funeral services of everyone going on. You cannot imagine the misery and suffering in ecstatic separation that was endured by Shamananda Goswami. The whole of Puri is plunged in an ocean of grief. Upon hearing that, Narottam Das Thakur and Srinivasacharya, their hearts were broken. After spending some wonderful time together, describing their experiences and their pastimes in preaching and explaining the various great Vaishnavas that they had been meeting, Narottam Das Thakur took leave and went to Kantaka Nagar or Katwa.